Hi, I'm Varun Nair, Community Growth Marketer at Amplis, and your host for the Startup Showcase presented by Amplis. Here you can share and educate the community with your startup ideas. So for today's podcast, I'm partnering for a discussion with Mr. Rhys Lyons, founder of TreeFood, based in Winchester in the United Kingdom. He started his journey in eBay trading, e-commerce, and then moved into design and now software design and SaaS. He has 5 years of experience building businesses, and he's working on a current project called TreeFood and have been working on TreeFood for around 3 months. Rhys has best expertise into website, software design, and business development. So, hi, Rhys, and it's great to have you on the show.
Hey, thank you so much for having me, and hi everyone who's tuning in for the video. Thank you for watching.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for joining with us. Okay, let's get started. So why TreeFood and how it add value to the productivity for the business, and what is TreeFood?
Yeah, absolutely. So TreeFood, the idea behind TreeFood really has come as a solution for a problem that we were experiencing ourselves. I've worked in a few different industries and moved very, I suppose, recently in the last couple of years into software as a service. So software companies that you access online and you don't install any. And that's been my primary focus for the past couple of years. And one of the biggest challenges that we felt that we experienced, and we also found out that other SaaS companies were experiencing, was that there was always this lack of clear direction or a real passion to features and build things just for the sake of it that you think would be a really great feature. And then when you actually deploy it, or customers don't necessarily use it or they don't find it valuable. So essentially TreeFood is a product road mapping software that helps SaaS companies and helps any business really build the right product by collecting, prioritizing, and then implementing feedback from all of your stakeholders, your users, your customers, and people who have a vested interest in your business. So we really differ from other companies out there that do road mapping software because all of our roadmaps are built to be super, super simple. They're embedded in your website, in your SaaS, in your app, and they really drive your customers, your users to constant ideas, upvote, downvote on different ideas, and really just guide and crowdsource the future of your company.
Okay, that's wonderful. That's great. So how would you evaluate your product market fit?
Yeah, so we're a brand new company. We've only been around for about a month. We're still really focusing. This is one of the biggest, most exciting things about our new company is we're really working on the product market fit. Okay. And where we see our target customers and our ideal customer profile is smaller and growing software as a service companies. Okay. And we're really, really targeting SaaS companies because we know the value that TreeFood provides to them. Okay. We've got a few large companies that you thought like it, they use it internally, Zapier, Box.com. So they're some of the bigger customers that we have, but we also find that smaller SaaS companies, startups that really have a very dynamic and versatile, I suppose, idea request process, constantly getting feedback from users. TreeFood provides the perfect solution for kind of collating all of that information and putting that into a clear roadmap and clear direction.
Okay. So it's recently started, right? Like 3 months back, if I'm not wrong.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, we actually acquired the company. The company was in beta, sort of a side project phase from a from another person in my network, a designer, a large design company.
Okay.
And we reached out and we acquired the company, and now we've redesigned the platform, redesigned everything, and really made it to production.
Okay.
Per company, and yeah, as I say, we just launched a couple of months ago, and we're really, really excited, getting loads of really great customers.
Okay, so what is your next plans for fundraising? Is there any plan, particular plan?
Yeah, it's exciting. Yeah, we're doing a lot around the fundraising side. We did do a very short kind of a test lifetime deal campaign.
Okay.
just to get a little bit of sort of upfront capital that we could then use in marketing and all that kind of thing. But what we've been doing is we've been applying for Y Combinator
Okay.
for the 2020 class. We're just about to hear back on that. I think we're going to hear back in the next couple of days whether we get in or not. So fingers crossed,
Okay.
we'll be able to. And we've also applied for a number of different accelerators. You know,
Okay.
at this stage of the company, there's so many opportunities out there for funding that we've just been trying to get into as many incubators and accelerators as possible.
Okay, so right now it's bootstrapped.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, that's the way to start is with bootstrapping it, trying to drive a little bit of monthly recurring revenue, and then obviously research as well.
Great. So, how many team members are there working with you right now in this project?
We have a total of five team members,
Okay.
and we're a really, really small, tight-knit team.
Okay.
You know, we've got SaaS consultants in the team. We've got a lot of the team has sort of software experience. We've got a key advisor that is really, really great.
Okay.
Knows a lot about software and all that kind of thing. So yeah, we've got a really, really great team, and we're really focusing all of our features and direction on SaaS companies.
Okay. So that's really great. So have you planned out your customer acquisition strategy in the coming months?
Yes, we have. Yeah, Deb is my number two. Be great. He's been working at our marketing strategy,
Okay.
and also our customer acquisition strategy as well. A lot of what we do is, being bootstrapped, we really have to look at kind of growth hacks and
Okay.
sort of cheeky ways we can acquire customers for not spending that much money. So we're just starting kind of lead magnets, a lot of Facebook ads, and then we've got all of our sort of marketing emails and email chains and campaigns set up to be automated. Once we do get in a lead, maybe a free ebook or a free video or something that will help them, then that ties them into a marketing email campaign, and we try and get them on a demo. We try and really, it's just about adding value. You know, where we can add value and build that relationship, that's the best way to acquire customers, and that's what we're really focusing on.
So pure, it's pure outbound marketing, right?
Yes, at the moment we're doing a lot of we're also working on inbound marketing, so we're building out a blog. We're looking
Okay.
for guests. We're looking for guest blog opportunities, guest posting
Great.
opportunity. So we're working on our content marketing as well. So soon we'll have a lot more content, long form blog articles as well. We find they work really, really nicely. So we're working on that.
That's great. So this is a little bit tricky question, but it's fun. What hacks worked and what failed? Because if you would share your experience, what worked, people can really try it out. So we'd love to hear that.
Yeah, it's difficult. I think the biggest learning that I've taken away from my time in business, and especially my time in software, is when you're at such an early stage, it's really important for one or two key customer acquisition kind of forms or strategies. So, for example, advertising, marketing, just on Facebook, for example, and really optimizing your so. When we get a Facebook, when we start a Facebook advertising campaign, re-optimizing that into our sales funnels and optimizing one platform instead of spreading everything out really thin, which I've done in the past, and that's been a huge failure, waste of time, waste of money.
Okay.
Instead of trying to do all of the different platforms, just focus on one, do that right, and
Okay.
then apply that learning. Once you get a little bit bigger, maybe you can bring on more people to help with maybe Twitter advertising or advertising, you know, branch out. But if you
Okay.
try and do everything at the start, all in one go, you're kind of destined for failure. So focus on one thing, a clear direction, is the best way to not fail, from my experience.
Okay, that's really great. So just to add on, so I mean, so like you said, you have been trying a lot of email campaigning, a lot of Facebook ad application. So just to understand, like, what workflow management tools do you use, and what tools are you looking forward to use in the coming months?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm a huge fan of Autopilot.
Okay.
They have a really, really great platform that it basically lets you visualize your funnels or your campaign automation, and allows us to kind of define different triggers. So say a lead magnet out there, when someone
Okay.
their email receives that ebook,
Okay.
we can then say if they open that email and it doesn't bounce, then we'll add them to the email campaign, then we'll add them to a certain maybe a Facebook advertising
Okay.
targeting list that
Wow.
then kind of nurtures them, gives them more value, sends them blog articles, content via Facebook,
Okay.
and it does that all automatically. So we design it once. Once they enter that autopilot journey, it then kind of works their way through that,
Okay.
and then it kind of nurtures them into maybe being a customer or building that relationship with them. So that's one that I really like.
Okay.
Gist is really great. They used to be called ConvertFox, recently went under a rebrand.
Okay.
But yeah, so Gist is really, really great. We use them for our live chat and also a little bit of our transactional email marketing. So when people sign up for the platform, they start a free trial.
Okay.
And then if they take different actions on the site, on the application, that will trigger different emails, maybe congratulating them on creating their first roadmap or collecting feedback. So
Okay.
Gist is a really, really great, and it's very cheap as well. So Gist is one of my favorite tools that kind of helps us automate a lot of them, your work and nurturing and all that kind of thing. Autopilot, Gist.
Any conversational messaging platforms currently you're working on now?
We not at the moment. I mean, we used to use Intercom, but we found it was very, very expensive unless you're on the early stage
Okay.
subscription. But it expires after a year, and then the price obviously goes. So
Yes.
we've
Yeah.
replaced Intercom and that whole conversational marketing side with Gist.
Okay.
Gist is a really great competitor for Intercom. So we've put all of our live help desk, help documentation, everything like that, that is based around customer messaging, customer support,
Okay.
and then obviously trying to convert free trials into paying users. We put all of that in Gist, and it works really nicely for us.
Great. So, what other upcoming tools are you have eye on right now?
Tools. I mean, I'm always on the lookout. I just love I love software. I love all the SaaS market. So I'm always on Product Hunt, looking at new tools coming out.
Yes.
All the new sales tools. We recently bought Outgrow, which is a sales and cold email automation platform. I think they're
Okay.
on AppSumo. I think they're on AppSumo for another couple of days, but we got their lifetime deal.
Yes,
Really,
yes.
really great platform. So we've used that for a little bit of cold email outreach and some
Okay.
other automations as well.
Okay.
So love that. And then we'll probably play around with other email discovery tools, Amplis, for example. There's also a few other ones that we like to play around with. But yeah, I think we like any other startup. We try and sign up for everything, and my whole email inbox is now filled with trial notifications of so many different softwares that I've tried. But yeah,
That's really good of an eye
lots of stuff in
on.
there.
It's really good that you have an eye on Product Hunt because you can get to know latest products. So it's really great. So, what is your upcoming milestones for the next 6 months?
Next 6 months, we're looking to grow our monthly recurring revenue.
Okay.
We're not looking at doing any lifetime deals or anything like that. We're really driving a sustainable future, driving that monthly recurring revenue,
Okay.
driving those subscriptions. Our pricing is really, really cheap. We're tens and tens of dollars cheaper than next competitors,
Okay.
and we're trying to appeal to that smaller SaaS company market as an entry level. And then obviously we've got tiers, bigger tiers, our premium tier, our growth tier,
Okay.
that give you more team access, more roadmap allowance, all that kind of thing. That's more geared towards enterprise. We've got some bigger clients that we're trying to get on.
Okay.
So really it's just acquiring more customers, growing our revenue, and really just trying set the foundations for a really sustainable future, because the SaaS company, SaaS market is so difficult and so competitive. It's so important to build those foundations, and that's what we're focusing on at the moment.
Okay, that's wonderful. So that's wonderful. So this is something I would like to ask you, and I've been asking with all the founders. So who would you be so disrupt when you are a multi-million dollar company?
In terms of disrupting other companies or disrupting a certain market, or
in disrupting competition, like who do you be so disrupted to?
The word disrupt is difficult, because we're not. I'd say the most challenging is that we're really trying to kind of align ourselves with. Not so much disrupt, but offer a more streamlined alternative, a more niche focused alternative for SaaS companies. We're looking at kind of Canny, Trello, some of those bigger companies, the more established ones that have great tools, but they're not as focused on the customer segments that we're looking at. And you know, we didn't find a solution in those tools for us, and that's why we went ahead and built it out to be that the solution that we would use and we do use ourselves. So I think we're really trying to disrupt that SaaS product roadmap kind of market and work alongside those companies as well.
Okay, that's wonderful. Thank you. So this is the last thing, the last part of our show. So if you would like to share a demo with us, this would be the right time. So do you have a demo to share with the community?
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Let me just fire up my screen share. Sure. And I will quick run through. There we go. Can you see that coming through?
Yes, I can see.
Fantastic.
You.
Fantastic. Perfect. Okay, so this is the dashboard, essentially, dashboard of Treefort. And what we try and do is we really break down all of your different roadmaps. So on the left side, you'll be able to see all of your different, so we call them rooms, but a room is essentially a roadmap or a board where you can have different topics, different feature ideas, different suggestions, anything that you really want to get feedback from your customers or help prioritizing. So for example, if you're a writer or you're a writing agency and you've got some different blog article titles that you're thinking, should I write these? Should I spend the time doing it? You can add those titles. So each one would look like this, a different title. And then your customers can vote on it. Your potential readers can vote on what they want to see.
Okay.
And it shows you the votes down here and all that kind of stuff. So it's really just a great way of prioritizing things, working with your customers.
Okay. So based on that, we can prioritize our work.
Exactly. Whatever you're working on, whether that's features, software features, any kind of blog titles that you want to come up with, anything to do with sales, marketing. There's so many different use cases for it. You know, feel free to just jump in and try and find out what works. So this is the roadmap settings itself.
Okay.
This is all internal view at the moment. I'll show you the public view in a second.
Sure.
But we give you full customizability, so you can brand your roadmaps with your logo, color schemes, and we also let you connect your own domain name using really, really simple CNAME domain. So you just pop your domain in.
Okay.
So we've got roadmap.treefort.hq.com. So if I go to roadmap.treefort.hq.com, click that, and then that comes up with our public roadmap. So this is our roadmap that we have for all of our Treefort users.
Okay.
Basically lets us prioritize what upcoming features people want. So for example, we've got a few hundred votes on the JavaScript snippet to integrate Treefort with their own users and pull all data through from their application. We're just about to release this. So this is what the public roadmap looks like. Give it a click, and then people can comment. They can attach files. They can do all sorts of things, communicate with each other. So really, it's just a way to crowdsource the future of whatever you're working on, whether that's a software company, a business, anything like that. We've also got loads of other great tools like custom statuses. You can create your own status. You can embed your roadmap in your website or your software. You can have different color codes, all that kind of thing that just helps you prioritize and helps you really manage what you're working on and manage your roadmap. So we give you full customizability and full sort of organization tools as well.
Okay. So just one question, Reese. So is there any, once you click on that particular roadmap, can we see the description of the roadmap or is it just in one single line?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, each roadmap gets its own design, so its own description, its own title, so the description here. It also, you can connect your own CNAME domain, so we allow for as many domains as you want. So if you've got 10 different businesses, you can have 10 different roadmaps, all with a different branding, all within your Treefort account. So it's really, really versatile.
Okay.
And we also let you hide any of this as well. So if you're embedding this in a web page that already describes your roadmap, you can hide all of this information and just show all of the roadmap information, all of the roadmap topics. So yeah, completely customizable. And you can add descriptions, all that kind of stuff as well.
This is really great. So I believe there is a huge potential for Treefort in integrations. So if you are integrating with SaaS companies, I see a lot of potential because most of the companies really work on the basis of roadmaps. And
exactly,
this is very clean. And yes, I can see it's really great to use at the same time.
Absolutely, yeah. And we also integrate with Zapier as well. So you can connect Treefort to over 1,000 different apps. A good use case is when a customer submit a new idea suggestion, it will automatically create a new to-do in Asana or a new card in Trello or any other automation that you want. So we integrate with Zapier and you can connect it all up and set any triggers and anything like that. So you're not just isolated to using Treefort. You can use it for your roadmap and then it will tie in with your existing project management tools and all that kind of thing as well. So it works really, really well for that.
This is really great. So so based on right now, so we can only design roadmap. So any upcoming features coming up?
So we call it roadmap. So it can be roadmaps. It can be anything that you want to prioritize. Upcoming features. Yeah, let me just show you our roadmap. One of the really exciting features we're about to release is obviously user tracking. But we're also going to allow for video descriptions. So there'll be a little video box here where you can have your own spokesperson saying, hey, welcome to our roadmap. This roadmap is for prioritizing feature requests or bug fixes or bug reporting or anything like that. So video is going to look really, really great. And then we've also got loads of other things like reporting tools, iOS and Android apps that we're working on, subscribing to topics, so that into an email notification system, which is a little bit more in depth than what we already have, so people can subscribe for topic updates and all that kind of thing. And we've also got a free tool that we're about to release, which is a changelog widget, which into Treefort. You can embed it in your SaaS, so whenever you release a new feature.
Can you repeat it once again? Which one?
Yep. So it's a changelog widget.
Changelog. Okay.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Completely free. So we'll give this away for free. You can embed it in your SaaS or in your company. You release a new feature, it will automatically push it to your changelog and everyone can see that. And it'll all tie in really, really nicely and really well. And that'll be completely free as well. So no subscription on that one.
Oh, that's great. That's great. That's great. So, this is the view. So, thank you, Reese. So it was really wonderful sharing a demo with us spending 20 minutes of your valuable time. It was really fun having you on this podcast show. It was really a big pleasure for Amplis, the startup showcase. I'm wishing you all the best for the coming endeavors. So keep it going and let us know what changes, what features are going to come up next. But this is not going to be this is just a part one series, which we are going to have. Later on, we'll be having this conversation and we can have this podcast series part one, two, three based on your availability. So
absolutely, yeah,
thank you, Maurice. So would you like to add on anything to the community?
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for watching, obviously. Please do start a free trial of Treefort. You get it completely free for 14 days. There's no credit card required. Just go to treefort.hq.com. Any questions, just reach out, whether that's on LinkedIn or our live chat on the website, and we'll be happy to help.
That's great. So that's Reese Lyons, the founder of Treefort, joining with us for this podcast series. So I will leave the descriptions, the website URLs, everything in the description below. So please do check it out and don't forget to subscribe, comment, and make sure you watch every single minute of the video because we are sharing something really valuable. So thank you. Thank you, Reese, for joining with us. So we'll see you until next time. Thank you so much.
Thank you.